Congratulations back! Episode 20 on the podcast. I bet you love the podcast. I prefer the podcast. What about you guys?
Yeah,
we can just, you know, drink stuff, chew gum, pick our noses, and try and have a flu.
I don't have to look red now anymore. You know, I don't have to put makeup on me anymore.
Stealing all my makeup.
Alex is like, fuck it, I don't have to wear makeup anymore.
That is a true story. Yeah. We did actually borrow Alex's makeup at one point.
I had a bag full of it.
And I had a massive mirror, so like, yeah. I'd just bring that in and be like, hey, let's make sure all the blokes in this room be really shallow and, you know, put tons of shit on our faces. Oh. It was insanely hot in there, though.
Yes.
To be fair. Yeah. And, right, on to the animes, which were chosen by Alex.
At random.
Totally yeah.
Very random.
Totes. Okay. there was an interesting choice, and I was present when she picked these animes, and it was actually by random. The first one is Haikyuu or Haikyuu? Mm-hmm. How am I pronouncing it?
Haikyuu.
Oh, it's Haikyuu. Okay,
or
cool.
Haikyuu.
Haikyuu. Erin, do you want to tell people about this?
Yeah, Haikyuu is basically, I've been reading the manga of this for a while now. I haven't caught up completely, but it's basically volleyball sports manga. I've gotten all the characters' names again because I'm the worst. Hinata is the main character's name.
Character!
I know that.
Yes.
He is, it basically starts off with, Hinata. He's at, junior high and they are entering a tournament, like for volleyball for the first time. And, basically he's the only boy on the volleyball team and everybody else is, either his friends from other sports teams or like a bunch of first years. So they don't really know what's going on. And, yeah, he ends up, obviously they don't know how to play, but his special ability is that he can jump really high and he's only like a little tiny boy as well. So it's really crazy. And, he goes up against this, super strong school. Basically where this guy who's, they call him the king of the court. He is a setter. He's the one who basically like hits the ball up for people to go spike. And he basically like commands the court. He's on the other team and, he's super arrogant and it's all about him. But his team is still super strong because of it. But, yeah, they lose painfully. He's like quite impressed by, Hinata's skill. But
his determination as well, isn't it?
Yeah, his determination.
He's like, it's alright guys, we'll do better next time. Lose ridiculously badly. Yeah, it's fine, we're doing great. You're really not.
I can refer to one back thing. I wasn't here when you recorded this episode back at Eurogamer, and I just remember Alex saying, Harriet was cheering behind me and it wasn't doing me any favours, and it's just and it's kind of like, oh, schnizzle. Right, okay, I'll keep quiet. That's
what just reminds me. Silence in the background.
So it's like, yeah, you just reminded me of that. Oh god. Anyway, carry on.
What is it? Yeah, so the king basically, after the match, because Hinata gets in a few really good shots because he's super fast as well, he's able to get fly balls pretty quickly. He scores a goal, but it's out. And obviously their team loses and the king's like, oh, you've been like, don't waste your time. Cause you've just basically been wasting your whole time these past 3 years with all these skills that you've learned by yourself without a teacher. And also then he gets super angry. He's like, I'll defeat you, boy. And then, basically it skips ahead to them, entering high school and Hinata's like, yeah, I'm going to volleyball team. It's going to be the best. Oh, it's going to be so rad. And he goes into the gymnasium and he's like, yeah. Oh no. And it turns out that the boy, his rival has actually entered the same school as him as well and is joining the same volleyball team. And the episode just kind of ends there, just them staring at each other, horrified. And I'm like, yes, because I'm reading the manga and like the animation is so nice. Cause the manga is, it's a good artwork, but sometimes it's a bit weird. Like it's not all proportioned. So usually I like seeing the anime to compare it to it. But yeah, it gets good later on. So I'm going to keep on watching and keep on reading sports. sports anime is the best, usually.
It was nice that it was really consistent as well. It kept to the sport. There was no, like, subplot of, oh, he fancies this chick, or,
yeah.
oh, look, I'm going to discover a magical talking dog, you know? It really kept to it. There was focus. I like focus.
Yeah. I really like the main characters as well, and I like the rest of the cast who turn up later. I know there won't be because it is a boys' sports manga, but I would like there to be more girls.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, there's only the only girl who really makes an impact is the manager girl, and she doesn't really say too much. And there is another girl who likes the or who knows the captain who's the captain of the girls' volleyball team. But yeah, I just really dig it a lot. The characters it's nice because it's not like even though there's like a boy who fancies the manager, it's not all about that, and it's not all about her being like super sexy and all that kind of stuff all the time. There was a point where she got introduced and it did have like boob and butt shot, which is like, this is really weird. Why is this happening? This seems really out of place. But yeah,
it got back to the volleyball.
Yeah, it got back and I was happy. Yeah.
And his character's quite likeable, just because he's really happy-go-lucky, and then he does get competitive, and he does show a bit of a human side of, yes, I want to win, you
yes.
fucker, and then that guy dominates, and he's all like, no, and then he runs away.
I feel like it's a bit like one of my friends was saying, they compared it a bit to like Naruto and Sasuke's kind of...
That kind of rivalry.
Yeah, because he's kind of like a bit of an idiot, the main character, but he's super passionate about what he does. But he's not, later on you discover that he's actually not good at, like, hitting the ball, usually. If it gets sent to him, he has, like, the main thing is that the setter, he's so skilled, he's such a prodigy, that he can basically throw the ball where Hinata's hand's going to be. Mm. And that's how Hinata tends to do a lot of his, like, smashes. It's just like, what is even happening? It's so good. But obviously Hinata wants to improve as a player because he wants to be the team's ace and everything. But yeah, I watched like two episodes of it already and I want to continue watching it. But yeah, what did you guys think about it?
I didn't mind it. I will admit the red top, just the red-headed guy, did remind me of me. And I was just like slowly sinking into the corner thinking, oh god. No, but yeah, I quite liked it. I liked the twist at the end where they end up in the same team, especially after when he gave the speech just like, I'm gonna beat you, and then 5 minutes later you just see, oh no, we're on the same team.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I did like it. I liked the fact, you know, what I didn't like, you know, the rival kids, they kept on picking on him, saying, oh, you're just a high schooler, you're not going to win, blah, 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 blah. And then the other main dude, he said, just stop riding on the tailcoats of our victory, you know, just because we're good, we're not going to win, you know,
yeah.
kind of thing. So at least it's good that they gave him, like, a heart and a soul.
Yeah, he's
yeah. Yeah, cause usually, Sasuke, people like that, you don't, they're just, like, the bad boys, but at least they gave him something to like about him.
Yeah, he's a bit, like, he doesn't know how to deal with people is his major problem.
Yeah.
but later on, I think he learns how to, even though he's still scary, everybody thinks he's super scary all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not super cocksure about everything, which is nice, cause like, yeah, you don't know, cause they might surprise us, they might be good. But yeah, that's what I really enjoyed about that. Yeah, I love it. But yeah, what did you think about it, Aisha?
Oh no, I've already said what I've needed to say. It was awesome. Alex, an anime or on likes!
Yes.
Oh! Random!
Achievement unlocked! Achievement unlocked!
This is the part where we all go, high five, Alex!
And it was special totally random. I like this. It was actually quite funny to watch. I was expecting it to be like a mindless, boring sports anime, and it actually was quite entertaining.
Yes.
So I was like, yeah. But I don't know about the other two.
Oh god, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I had ideas about the other two and I was so wrong. It was like a reverse for both of them. Okay, I think, yeah. Alex, why don't you introduce the next anime?
I'll introduce Nana, because that's the one that makes slightly more sense.
Yes. Nanana. No, Nanana. Nanana's, the art is deceiving, but yeah, go on.
Nanana's
carry on.
Buried treasure. I thought this was going to be a cutesy little harmless anime. No, it turns into some bizarre murder mystery.
We're jiggling.
Nana is a neat character. I'm assuming this is Nana, yeah, it's Nana's buried treasure. And during some bizarre incident, she dies. Oh shit. Okay, main character's died already. This is interesting. A boy comes to this new apartment. We assume it's Nana's old apartment, and he finds her haunting it. And she just suddenly tells him, hey, buried treasure, go on a treasure hunt. Mysterious treasure hunt for some thing we don't actually know, some mysterious gift or power. And I'm just sitting there going, this isn't what I expected it to be. Nothing what I expected it to be. Colourful and, yes, bouncy.
Bouncy.
Like, the thing was, is that at the beginning, I was like, oh god, it's like, cause he was super pervin on, like, a lot of the girls at the beginning, and I was like, oh gross. I don't like that. And then it was like, oh, guess what? Like, there's some fest going on, and there's all this other stuff, and it was like, what? This is actually kind of interesting now.
Do you know what? That is so true. That is exactly what I thought. I thought this looks like a whole bunch of boobs, but no, yeah. It actually had substance.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, I know, it's just going to turn into boobs later on, though.
Now, there is an occasional crotch shot and boob shot, but yeah, like, there is a story.
Yeah, but that took, like, the last 5 minutes of the episode for there to be some substance. At the beginning, it was just like, oh, I've moved in. Oh, my image is, like, sexy. I'm going to look at her. Ah, shit, there's a ghost in my room. I've got to fight her. And if I win, she's going to become my ghost girlfriend. And then, oh no, she got me in a lock. Oh, I'm going to grab her boob, but my arm's going to get dislocated. I went to school. Oh, there's a girl. She's like my favorite. She's got black hair and glasses. And
I'm
then
I'm terrorize her.
Yeah. And it's just like, what is happening? You are like the worst person. And then all of a sudden he turned out to be an okay guy at the end, but it's like, you're still super gross. Why did this episode start off like this? So weird. But yeah, I don't know, cause I kinda wanna know what happens next, but I'm just a bit like, oh, is it like when the next girl, cause there's that detective girl, the blonde haired girl, and the other girl in the school uniform, and I'm guessing she's the maid character girl.
I'm more interested in the ninja that was stealing shit.
Yeah, I was like,
that seemed interesting.
But it feels like it might be a bit of a harem at some point, cause there's that many girls.
We look to the picture, and then we will describe, and it's like, no. No, I thought this was going to be cutesy. This is not what I signed up for.
Oh no, you didn't like it!
Oh no, I didn't mind it, but it was just like, what? What have I done? I regret this now. But I was just interested in what weird direction it was going down, because I just didn't know what was going on for a while, and then it was like, murder mystery ninjas and boobs? What?
Do you know what it is? It's because Nana, she's so blasé about everything, and then it becomes really serious when you talk to the, what is she, the manager? She's also her best friend. Yeah, she starts to disguise a tiny bit, but again, it doesn't get serious. It's all like outside of the box, stuff's happening, but he's not aware of it, nor is anyone else. Well, I don't think the other chicks care, to be fair.
You know,
she's dead, you know. Why aren't you looking for the killer? Oh, well, we did, but we just couldn't find a lead. Really? I don't think you were trying hard enough.
Sister. No, jeez, give us a break, you know.
She was just busy getting pissed. Come on. She was busy getting pissed. That was it.
Yeah, basically she was a boyfriend who let her drink for the rest of her life.
She was the one from Neon Genesis.
What's her name? Misaki is Ritsuko? No. I don't know. The purple-haired lady who's looked after Shinji.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. When I saw her in her, like, hot pants and the tank top, and she was just sitting around drinking beer, I was like, that's just her. And he's... Yeah. Misato, yeah. Just, I thought, that's her. 100%. But yeah, like, I'm hoping... Because it seemed, like, pretty... Like, even though they were... Like, I get a bit about schoolgirl uniform stuff... But I really liked the animation at the beginning. You know, the bit where they were going through all the dungeon crawling, basically.
Cool. Yeah.
yeah, I was like, oh wow, this is super rad. And then it's like, oh, it's not that anymore. Oh, but it might go back. But I feel like it might go back to it because it's like, oh, it, like there's like all these Nana, what are they called? Nana somethings?
Nana's collection.
Yeah, Nana's collections around the area and everything. But I'm like, what are these Nana collections?
Well,
I wouldn't know.
He finds that lying thing, doesn't he? What was it, lying eye? That gem, that blue thing we put to your eye.
I haven't.
That's only the first episode, really? Isn't it? Oh. Yeah, it's the first episode.
This is why we didn't understand there was so much crap going on.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh well.
We missed out so much.
So, I've already started watching the second episode, so I guess this is definitely a yes on my list.
Hey. I might
not for the boobs, but for everything else.
Yeah, I love the fact she was just obsessed with pudding.
Yeah, I don't know why a ghost can eat pudding.
I don't know how, or play games.
And does she poop? She must be able to poop, right, if she can eat.
Well, that's
poop.
Why she was telling the kids to get out of the bathroom, probably.
Wait, does that mean she's, technically she's not dead?
Wow, she can touch her.
Well, no, that's the thing, he can't touch her, but she can touch
him.
She
dislocated his shoulder. You know?
Yeah.
I think something dodgy's going on. I think there's more to this series than the meets the eye.
Yeah.
Just some things just don't make sense. No.
Because she could disappear if she wants to, as well.
Maybe she's an astral projection.
Ooh.
I don't know, I'm reading a lot into this. I like the series! Yeah! Okay, now the last one. Oh jeez. Oh. Harriet, you get the honour of describing the last one.
Thank you so much. Oh my god, what was it called again?
Dai
Shogun Great Revolution.
Dai Shogun.
Oh jeez, where do we begin? I will like the fact that there is steampunk in it, but they are dominated by very horny big boot women, you know.
Is it obligatory that ninjas have to have big hooters?
I think it'd be counterproductive towards like, cause you have, they have to jump around.
Yeah,
black eyes.
Whack them in the faces.
How do you throw things properly? Your boobs are in the way. They should
exactly.
Be all about.
But basically, the first episode, you see this guy called Kichiro, who is an idiot.
Who's
an
idiot.
His friend's even worse. I could probably see the Hulk and Skull of the anime world, I suppose. There's all these murders. He runs, he helps run a bathhouse with his grandmother. There's all these murders going around by this woman, but the police think it's him, dressed as drag, who...
He's killing
them like, towards the end. He runs into this woman who he thinks is her, but it turns out in the end it isn't. She's only trying to help him kind of awaken his powers because the fact that one, he's a bloke, and two, he's the bloodline, and three, he's a virgin.
Yeah, that's so integral to the storyline, apparently.
Like, the woman to prove that it was him. Touch my boob. Yeah, that'll do it.
and he's totally repulsed. It must be him.
Yeah, the actual thing I read here is that he breaks out in hives.
Oh, wow.
Lovely.
I read it afterwards, but I think that must happen later on. But yeah, he basically controls another kind of mecha, a steam-powered mecha, but it ends with this... This woman just really annoyed me. I'm in the line of Oren here of like, oh my god, did they really have to show this woman basically saying what she said? I'm not gonna say it because just watch it. You'll know.
She was talking about getting wet a lot,
really?
And I'm like, oh, why is this happening? You're
I'm
in a robot.
So sorry,
it's okay.
Because
it looked
I thought it looked awesome. Yeah.
It looks awesome, and then you watch the series and it's like, this story is crap.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they put so much effort into something that's so rubbish.
Well, even the grandma, she had like big hooters.
Yeah, when she gets into the ninja suit, I was like, whoa, I don't need to see that outline.
If the guy was like, what did you have to put that on?
That's a respect.
Yeah, I like Kick-Ass Old Lady, so I like that she's like in it, but I'm a bit, it was like visually looks cool like that, but there was like a lot of delinquent characters which I adore, but it was like, bleh. I don't care about this. This makes no sense whatsoever.
I couldn't get hold of the beginning, but I just kind of like, just let it run. It'll get towards. And then, I don't know. Yeah, I just nothing. Kind of left like scratching my head thinking, what did I just watch?
I looked up the info on later episodes, and it looks as if to be his main character gets into a dodgy situation with a large-breasted woman again. Oh no. Oh, it's one of those.
It is.
But the best
thing
is,
Gundams come out of the ground, and then vampire women who get aroused.
Oh, it's so annoying because the mechs are designed by a really awesome artist.
Oh, lol!
And it's like, why are you doing this?
I'll give you one example. Episode 3 is titled The Sex Witch Hokonin Strikes.
Yep.
Oh, there's a little cat-eared person in the second episode.
Oh, that's the alluring red light district in the Fox Chiharu.
Yes, oh,
Lord.
Another episode. Danger of Passion, the bloody Shinsugumi. Oh, for God's sake, I'm done.
The vicious cross-dressing swordsman. Episode 4.
This just sounds epic.
I can't see it. It's like, what?
I'm looking at the titles on their on one of the websites, and it's like, what?
No, I do with this. I'm not a fan of mecha anyway, but,
I like how you're baiting it, Harriet. We failed it!
I do try, I really do. I do try to give mechas as much time as I can. Gundam is the only one I can kind of tolerate, but I just didn't like the way the women were portrayed in this. It's just,
it was very sexualized.
Well, I'm getting into watching Tits of Sidonia. It's like, mech, that isn't tits. Yes! Oh, this is so disappointing.
It's okay. It happens to remember I think we talked about it last week, but the guy who was held back at school, that's the one. Yeah,
the sumo one. I was so looking forward to sumo.
It looks good and then it goes weird.
Because I was like, oh man, like, there's never been anything about sumo wrestling that I've ever seen, like, about, it's always about, usually, like, was it baseball, football?
Tennis.
Yeah, and it was like, so disappointed. So yeah, that's what this one was, it's like, oh, there's robots in it. What? Oh, big
I was excited when I saw Steampunk because they did actually say it as one of the titles. And when I saw it, I thought, you know, because I can't remember the book, but there was a Steampunk based in Japan, and it was a really awesome book. I think Storm Rider or something like that. But when I saw this, I thought, oh, yes. And then I just thought, oh. Pedestal, you can knock me off, you know.
So we started with a good one.
It's
and
not your fault though, Alex.
Rubbish
one.
No, that's why I picked them at random, because I was like, if I try, they're all going to be rubbish. And then I'll realise after the fact, and it'd be like, So it's easier to pick random ones and go, there's one good one in there.
We're coming like to the end of the spring list anyway, so there'll be like a few, not diamond in the rough, but more kind of bottom of the barrel kind of ones.
Lol.
We move along to stuff. Any updates on your Steam sales?
So many Steam sales.
I only bought two games yesterday.
Oh my god! Oh gosh. She's coming after her! Stop buying games, Harry! Stop it!
But, there was a lot that came out, but I thought, right, I have to save my money, and I thought, right, just buy games that you know you will play. So, I got one of the scariest ones that's out at the moment, and I thought, oh god, I don't know why I'm gonna get this. And the other one is, another Telltale Games, The Wolf Among Us.
Oh yeah, I've got that one for my birthday. It's good.
Yeah, it was like £6.49 for all the episodes so far, so that's pretty
good.
And so that's, I can't talk. And the other one I got was Outlast.
Oh gosh.
I've seen gameplays of it. I've seen loads of people play it, Markiplier, PewDiePie, and a new guy I've actually watched recently. I started watching his stream yesterday. He's really good. His name's Brett Lewis. And you can find him on Twitch and on YouTube under Brett One Lewis, a British guy, and he completed it in insane mode 4 times.
Oh, gosh.
I know, and the DLC 3 times, and I've watched it late Monday or Sunday night, and he got to the very end of the game, and the insane mode basically is if you die, you don't have a checkpoint, you go right back to the beginning. Yeah, and you only have 2 batteries. And at the very end, he had to jump a ledge, and he missed it.
Oh, no.
Oh, I felt so bad for the guy. But he completed it today, and then he unlocked, I think it's an Energizer mode or something. It's an achievement that basically, if you do it with 1 battery only, in insane mode. And he did it, and I was just like, dude, respect to you. So, Brett.
Yes, you're awesome.
Because I've been chatting to him on Twitter, so it's really cool. So I'm going to have fun playing that, though I know what happens. And Outlast Whistleblower, oh my god, the DLC, there are some disturbing stuff in that. And I thought Corpse Party was bad. Actually, no, Corpse Party I think is still worse, but this is just like mutilation at its best. I think Markiplier played it. It was so bad he had to pixelate it.
Oh wow.
And just look it up. That's all I'll say. The playthrough is only like 3 hours long. Just watch someone play it, you'll understand. So I'm going to have fun playing that. I will probably do a let's play of that, so you can just see me freak the hell out. If I can get a recorder working. Finally got sound, I just need to get a visual. But yes, that's my 2 games. I'll say what the next ones are for in the future. What games did you get?
I got Saints Row 4, because I wanted that, and today it was on my list, and it's like $14.99, like at the beginning of the week. Why are there so many police?
Oren, stop buying games. It's fine. Well, Harry's already got them after.
Yeah,
I know. It's your turn.
Yeah, but I'm actually climbing out the window as we speak, you know.
I got what else did I get? I got quite a few games, but it's hard to remember them all. I'm even looking for my list, and I'm like, I have like 200 plus games, so I'm just like, I don't know anymore.
Oh my god.
I got Devil May Cry.
Yep.
Yay.
Noise. Yep.
I got Gone Home, which is like an indie game. That's all I could see. Oh, I didn't get that on sale. Damn, I just bought that. I'm still waiting for certain games to go on sale, because I want to get hopefully Rayman's going to go on sale soon, because I voted for it to go on sale soon. I want it to go on sale soon.
Take a hint, people.
Yeah, because they do daily voting, aren't they?
Yeah, so I'm hoping that, because it's either like Broken Age Plants vs. Zombies and like 2 other games go on sale, or this other one, and I was like, I want, even though I already own like 2 out of the 2 of the games, I really want Rayman super cheap. So, I'm waiting for that to happen. But yeah, cause I already own a lot of games, so it's like, I just need to play the games that I have. But sometimes I'm like, that's a super cheap game.
Have to buy it.
I want that game. Yeah, it's so cheap. I started playing, what's it called, Saints Row today. And I'm enjoying it. A very, like, really over the top beginning.
Yes, I have seen the beginning of it. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm just getting through that now, and I bought all the DLC because it's super cheap as well. Yeah, I think I might try and buy Risk of Rain, even though I've played that one at my boyfriend's house, and I was pretty bad at it. But I want to. It's super pretty. So, and I really like pixels. So. I might buy that one next, because it's only like $3.49.
It's not bad,
super cheap.
Actually, yeah. The big games of today is Brothers: The Tale of Two Sons. That's £2.19.
Everybody buy it.
You know, I haven't played it. I might get that. I've only got.
I'm getting it reduced on PlayStation.
Oh no, actually, I have it on PSN. I got it free for the PSN network. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to. Oh, jeez.
It's only like 2, you can play it like 1 hour, 2 hours, it's not that long.
Metro, Complete Edition, Last Light, that's £6.79. Murdered Soul Suspect, that, I knew you'd
Yay!
Like that! £20, 9 pence.
Yeah.
Fallout New Vegas, which is £5, 9p. Call of Duty Ghosts, which I will not be buying. I'm not really into the Call of Duty games.
You play one, you play them all.
Even though the new one's going to be based in the future, but even so, it's kind of...
It's the same game.
The flash sales. Nidhogg, have you heard of this? It's basically a sparring game where I've seen it played on Smosh Games and a couple of other, I think Game Grumps. It's basically a pixelated sparring game where your aim is to get to the other, to get to your goal. So two players will be fighting and then one will have to go to the left and one will have to go to the right. But you can keep respawning and you have to stop your opponent getting to the goal. It's a really quick game. It's very funny and very, you know, it's good if you play two players. Space Hulk? Don't know that one.
No.
Shadow Warrior and Darksiders 2 Death Lives, which is £4.99. Yesterday's ones, they've only got like, actually, it's quite good that they still do yesterday's sales still for like 2 days. So, Saints Row, like you said, the Lego movie. I have played it. It's not bad. I mean, I preferred the movie, to be fair. Neva. I have heard of that. It's like DayZ, I think. Alex? Dark Souls, Prepare to Die Edition.
Yeah! I already have it on PS3. I bought it when it came out, so it's like, yeah!
I knew you'd like that, though. Surgeon Simulator, which is always, always on the sale, no matter what you do. And Legacy. Yeah, so, I think there's another... Because we... Last time we talked about this, it was Thursday, and now we're Tuesday, so... So it's been 5 days, so you got another, 5 days of the sale?
It ends on the 30th.
That's cool. So, just keep holding out people for your wallets if you...
Alright, just throw your money at the computer, just throw it.
That's what I've been doing.
Doesn't work for me. Money. But yes.
Oh, no, that's what I bought. I bought a compendium for Dota. So that means I get loads of bonuses, so I level up faster.
You've been dotering for a while, have you?
No, I play like one or two games if I'm at home. Sometimes, though, cause it's like, you have to complete achievement, like you have to basically play like 10 characters, different characters to get like points in your book. And, but if you lose the game, it doesn't count.
So I was
playing one game like 3 times and the team like, gamers are babies. I'm not gonna lie. Like I play a ton of games, but I'm not gonna start like bitching about people in the chat. Like I might say stuff like, cause I don't press my mic. You don't have to press the button so everybody has to hear you bitching. You don't have to spend your time typing out like you being horrible to your teammates. It's really unnecessary. Good. Yeah, like, cause that's what you get, like, I had one team where they were like, oh, you're such a noob, you're rubbish, we're gonna lose. And then this one dude just turned around and said, could you please stop that, it's not really productive, is it? And the guy kind of like shut up after that. But then the other game, basically the other team like exploded, they're like, oh, this person's a loser. And it's like, what? How dare you call me the loser? You are the loser! And it's just, and then I decided, why are you typing this in all chat? We don't want to read this. It's so bizarre.
Distract you from the game, Oren.
Well, no, because we were destroying them. I had like, I think I had like maybe like 2 deaths and I had 17 kills. And I think the highest on our team at that time, at the end of the game, was everybody else had like maximum 8 kills. So I was dominating, so. But it's like, even I've had bad games, and it's like, just don't trash talk in chat.
Not sportsmanlike
please.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like, also sometimes like people, if they start bitching at you, and you say grow up, then they basically throw the game, and try and make like, it's not all people, but it's like, some people are just giant babies. So if you tell them like, dude, just shut up, then they're like, oh, well, I'm just gonna basically get myself killed loads of times, and like, feed the other team so then you lose. It's like, what's the point? Why are you even like, it's just like, just uninstall the game if you're gonna be a child.
Well, it's basically called misdirected rage and the technical term is being an ass.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of online gamers out there who like to be an ass because it makes them feel better. And at the minute you have a go and you kind of tell them what they are, they're like, whoa, I have to now turn all my hate on this person.
Yeah, it's a super bizarre. No, because it's happened to me, it's happened to my friends who play the game. Like, my friend was telling me the other day that someone did that to him. Like, he was just, like, berating him. And he's like, dude, just stop being a baby. And then, like, he was trying to throw the game. They still won as well, even though there's this dude, like, purposely trying to lose. And it's just, like, it's just obnoxious. Super, super obnoxious. Or people leave the game if you tell them, like, hey, shut up.
That's why in Final Fantasy they put a 30-minute cooldown on anyone that leaves.
Whoa, you're not allowed to come back in.
You're not allowed to queue up for any more duties for half an hour.
Oh, wow.
To try and put you off. But what they do now is they try and abuse the kick system. Because after 15 minutes, if someone in the team is harassing or being annoying or anything, you can kick them. You can vote to kick. And so now what they do is they be obnoxious at arseholes for age, for as much as they can before someone just goes, let's just kick them. And then they get out of the 30-minute cooldown.
Oh, that's
bad.
They
just get kicked. So everyone's like, yeah, can we put in a, you know, a, if someone gets kicked X amount of times in a certain time limit, that they get the 30-minute cooldown anyway.
They should get an hour cooldown.
Yeah. It's like, that's so much easier.
Yeah, no, because, like, if you leave a game, that's the thing, because they don't leave the game, they stay in the game, which is the worst, because it's like, dude, you're just feeding the other team, or you're just not helping, and, like, when it's 4v5, and you've got, like, if they don't leave the game, you can't control their character.
No.
As well, so it's like, shit, we need someone to push back these creeps. Oh no, everybody's dead, but this person's just standing in base, and we can't, they're on the floor.
It's worse than Final Fantasy, because you actually have to work as a team.
Yeah. What else we have to do in Dota, like, to a certain extent?
But if, if the healer or the tank decides to just go, I hate you guys, you're just instantly screwed. It's like, all of us just standing there going, God damn it. And then it's like, I've had moments where a healer has turned around and gone, the tank's being a dick. Can you go and do it for me? Can you go and be like a substitute tank? What? I'm a damage dealer. I have no defense. Go on. Shh. I'll heal you up. You're trying to get me murdered. It's like you end up being the substitute.
Oh. And it's I remember that on Final Fantasy Online, but that wasn't because people being dicks, that's because we couldn't find people to be the tank, so it's just like, I'm a monk, I got 10 levels in being a warrior though, okay, I'll go hit stuff, oh my god.
I get it as Dragoon, it's like, hey, Dragoons have the highest defense out of all the DDs, yeah, you, tank, now. What? No, I will die. If I take two hits, I'm dead. Ah, the healer will keep you alive. No, he won't. He'll just use me as a battering ram. And then the salmon will just stand back and go, ha, I have a pet. They can do it.
It's a salmon.
And this is why I will stick to Tomodachi Life and other ones, other games. I can't...
Online games are evil.
I just want to quickly ask, in Final Fantasy XIV, do you know if they still have the class Puppeteer?
Puppeteer, not yet. We've currently only got the classes we started with, and we're getting two new classes this year, which is Rogue and Ninja.
Okay. Because that was when I started playing, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a puppeteer, because the puppets, like, people think they're super creepy, but I think they're super cute.
Oh, we've only got, the closest we've got is Summoner at the moment, and their pets are just really lame.
Oh. Well, I don't know, because it's like, that game's cheap. Well, cheaper on the summer sale at the moment, but it's like I still have to pay the money.
You get, I think it's 30 days free.
Oh, ooh.
And then it's subscription every month or 2 months.
Mm. It's a big investment. That's exactly why.
Yeah. It's best to get like the 30-day free trial, have a
see
mess
if you like
around,
it,
and then just like, can't be bothered to pay. No.
I might try that. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. If I had one game in my life, fine, but it's, I know I play loads of games, so I won't be able to dedicate enough time to
like,
be paying for
like
it all the time.
Is free. And, I forgot the other one. But WoW and stuff. Yes, that's it. Guild Wars.
Guild Wars? Yeah, WoW is paid for. My brother's got that, and he's bought all
that's
those expansion packs, the one with the Panda. Kung Fu Panda.
Literally. Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda.
But he says it's worth it, but that's the thing. He dedicated his life to this one game, so that's fine. Yeah. I mean, he's played other games, but this is, he spends his life playing this, so that's fine.
I
do
did
that
try it for a week,
because
David sent me a free
I can't do it.
And when I saw the giant spiders, I was like, no, thank you. Nope. Can't be dealing with this. He did help, but you know, I couldn't get into it because it's very computer, you know, like keyboard based. And because I have a laptop, that's not really helpful, especially with a mouse. And you're trying to like twist in your arms, kind of doing it that way. And I have nowhere that I can put an extension mouse in, so that's it out the window straight away. So, but at least now I have an Xbox controller that I can plug into the computer, so I can play games that way. On the PC instead. But no, I'll just stick with my handheld for now. Yeah. Speaking of which, my children in Tomodachi Life have now grown up. I know! It happened in the blink of an eye. I was on the bus this morning.
That was quick.
Headed to a training thing. And, oh god, they actually showed the child growing up. And I was just like, oh god, and I was crying on the bus. It was just like, this is horrible. Even worse when, you know, like, with David, his game, we're together, so it was so weird watching the child we had grow up. So, I was watching it yesterday while we were eating, and I was just wondering, why is she crying? This game, I told you, this messes with me badly. I really, really need to get into Dragon Ball Z again, and actually, I'll say Outlast, that'll do. Oh, God, yeah. I know. And next week on Tamagotchi Life, I think that's the last I'll be talking about that now, I think. It's kind of worth it when the kids grow up.
The novelty's worn off, right?
You just want to retire and
just want to die.
Yeah.
games. What other games have we been playing? You guys might have heard of this. Ragnarok?
Yeah.
Ragnarok Ace, which was on the PS3. And last time I've played Ragnarok was on the PC many years ago when it was 2D. And this was actually a 3D game that came to Japan a couple of years ago, and they've like revamped it. But when I say revamped it, they've added a whole new fuckload to the game. And it's actually worth it. I mean, best way to describe it, it's a mesh between Phantasy Star Online and Monster Hunter. So if you like both those games, definitely something you need to play. It's like the kawaii version. That's the best way. They look cute, so you can customize them to look as cute as you want, and you can like dress them up as maids and whatever. Whatever sick fantasies you have, Alex. it's quite fun. Actually, because if you've played Arishan Odyssey, which is on the 3DS, that one has like a dungeon style, like you go into a tower and you fight and you grind and you fight and you grind. Well, there's a whole game for Ragnarok Ace, and then the extra part is after the game, you open up this big massive tower tree and you can just do that. It's like an Odyssey. It's actually called the Tree of Yggdrasil, which is actually possibly the same name in EO, which is weird. I'm sure they're not the same series either. Anyway, yeah, it's good. It's pretty! It's so pretty! And it's fun, and because it's similar to the other games, it's great. So, if you're into MMOs, this is one for you. I don't know if you can marry each other in this one. I haven't tried. Yeah, that was my big crazy announcement. Oh, yeah. We will be collaborating with the website Parallax Play. So, you're bound to see our podcasts actually appearing on that website. So, www.parallaxplay, PARALLAXPLAY. instead of We Are Arcade, so that will be our new hub for podcasts and game reviews, and I've done the Ragnarok game review there already, so go check it out. I'll plug it on the page later. Any more games? Any more? No?
I want to play that,
maybe?
Though.
Goat Simulator? No?
No.
Oh, I bought,
Ooh, yes.
Pokemon Y.
Oh yeah.
And also I got, what was it, Final Fantasy 10-10-2 Remix. Well, not Remix,
oh,
HD.
That, please.
I haven't actually played it yet. Okay. But,
can you rage about it next week, please?
Oh, are you angry with it?
No, no, but we're hearing a lot of people aren't very, people like Final Fantasy X, but they weren't too impressed with X2, the remix.
Oh,
I know. Yeah, you know, the pack of
the fashion simulator.
Yeah, yeah, that.
because I haven't actually got it on PS3. I've, only got it on the Vita. Yeah. Because, you know, I'd rather bring it and take it with me. So I haven't even bothered to download number two, because I never liked it, so.
Yeah, no, I did. I thought it was okay. I wasn't like the biggest fan of it when I played it, but I was like, yeah, yeah, it's another Final Fantasy game. So, I think the first one I played was 9, and no, first one I played was 10, and I was like, yeah, this is great. And then I played 9, and then I played 10-2. And I was like, 10-2 is not so good next to these other ones.
I love the song. That was it. And
yeah,
the song was good. They had it in Japanese and in English. And then you see glimpses of Tidus and you're like, fangirl Tidus.
Yeah.
I want my happy ending.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's the only reason I did 10-2. I actually got the 100% and was like, happy ending. Yes.
Yeah.
Fine. That's what I want.
Yeah, I should be playing them like after. I shouldn't have bought so many games. Have a backlog. I just want to play Dota, and I've got all these because I need to use my companion points stuff. Please go away. No one likes you. But yeah, no, it's just. Yeah, too many games. Too many. Steam, you're the worst. And I love you.
Next is the events. So we've got quite a few coming up. July is the month for events. Next week we've actually got LAGC, which is London Anime and Gaming Con,
which was
quite a good one in February, I believe, Harriet, was it? Yes, I have to say it was probably one of the better ones that I've been to. They had really good guests. They had the awesome Colleen Clickenbeard, voice of Luffy from One Piece, and also Yuko from XXXHolic, because I love that anime, and also Urza from Fairy Tail, and another one, Lucy from Fairy Tail?
I think it's
Scarlet. No, I'm confused. It's definitely Urza. No, Scarlet Urza? Urza Scarlet? That one too, also Lillian in Borderlands, and then one other, there's one other character! What's the other character, Harriet? There's one more!
Black Butler.
What was it? Yes, there you go. So she announced at the actual event just preggers, and yeah, so I think everyone was like, oh shit. no hugging. So she did a really cool panel and she did autographs and stuff, and it was all free. It's all included in your ticket, which is refreshing, to be honest. You go there, you don't really want to be paying extra. They also had loads of gaming tournaments with like about a grand's worth of prizes, sponsored by Game. So I'm looking forward to spending more time in the gaming area this time around. Also they have their guest, their VO is Maggie, who is the voice of Bulma from Dragon Ball. And Madison, or Tomio, from Codcaptor Sakura. I'm big on the VOs.
Because I'd love to meet Z and Codcaptor Sakura, so it's really annoying.
Yeah, other things, LAC. Oh, loads of the talent contest, apparently there's big money in that. They have to say, they do kind of, they make it worth your while, the participating stuff. The blind day, the cosplay auction's always quite popular. I actually know someone who did the cosplay auction, and then through that they actually started dating that person. So you might be lucky in love, guys. It could be a friendship turned romance. check the London Anime Con website for more details. And last but not least, the fashion show, which I'll be in, and I'm looking forward to, because I'll be doing Gothic Lolita, and I love Gothic. I've been in a bit of a pink stage, and I really don't like pink. I've been trying pink out, and I've been like, no, I definitely don't like pink, so go away, pink. So. Yes! Everyone was saying blue's my thing, and I was like, yeah, it really is my thing. This time around, I'm wearing purple. I won't say any more than that, but it'll be purple and black, and it's gonna be awesome. I'm out to shop this time round. And, yep. Apart from LAC, we've also got, yes. Film and Comic-Con, which is after.
Oh, put it this way, I have the page up now.
The guest list is so good for this.
And they're like, oh god, I can't read them all out, so.
Yep. Obviously, we all know about Stan Lee. That was announced ages ago. And we know about Ivy Doom Kitty, the cosplay guest, who's quite awesome. And I so need to go up to her and give her a hug. If I can hug her. Her torpedoes might be in the way.
I'll come with you to meet her.
I'll try. She's like Stan Lee's friend. He's the reason why she's turning up. He's like, I have to have Ivy Doom Kitty with me. And we were like, woohoo, bring her. She's quite cool. And, this one came up a few days ago, and I think I might buy it when I'm there on the day, but, George A. Romero, who's actually the creator of all the zombie movies, Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead.
Oh wow.
I so want to see this dude. And I know loads of people who are cosplaying as zombies specifically because they're going to meet him. Super cool. And, I'll starstruck after that one. So, Harriet Enmore.
There's actually quite a few wrestlers in this time. And Power Rangers, we have the Blue Ranger and Bob and Skull.
Oh my god!
I know, together.
I love the Blue Ranger Billy, but Bob and Skull!
They got banned because they started throwing pies around, and some of the cream light ended up in electronics, and it just frizzled everything and caused thousands of damage.
Okay, that's not cool. It's supposed to go in your mouth, nowhere else.
Even outside of the show, I think they're kind of like in character, sort of, kind of. And even Bulk has been in the Power Rangers since it began, so... Oh gosh, I'm looking. Game of Thrones people. Oh god, I lost my guest
list. No, I left.
The wrestlers. Oren, you might be interested. Lita is one of them. I love Lita. I want to.
Yay! Oh, awesome. Lita. I know Lita. Redhead. She's been before. Oh, I'm sure she has. I've seen her.
Oh,
she was at the last LFCC. She's a regular.
No, I didn't go.
Oh wow.
No, because you didn't go last time, Harriet.
Al Snow.
And Alex were there.
Mickey James and Magnus are going to be there. Cowboy James Storm.
Oh, sweet.
I'm just looking. There's so many people. There's someone here that I've started reading his books, and I'm going to be interested in meeting him. Andy Robb. He does the Geekhood Close Encounters of the Nerd Kind books. They're actually really good. It's just about this guy who's a big train man. It's kind of like that, like the geek guy trying to interact with girls. It's very good. Billy D. Williams, who was in Star Wars. there's lots of authors in here. Stan Lee, as you said, obviously. Colin Baker, which I've actually met him. He's very nice. There's so many people, I can't keep up. George 8. No, there isn't.
Were there any VOs?
Actually, there isn't.
No! Sorry. Fail! Tell me! Not you! I'm talking about SFCC.
I haven't seen any advertisements for voice actors. Yeah.
Do you know what? There's a lot of artists. That seems to be the big boom. I'm having a look. It's artists, which are great. It's brilliant. Hmm. Oh, why don't you think about setting store up here, Oren?
LFCC?
Yeah.
I have to speak to my friend because it would be our first time. So.
Yeah.
It depends.
For the winter one.
I mean, not now. I mean, consider it for next time, perhaps.
Or maybe next year.
No rush. But yeah. This is, like, more that genre. Oh, my God. Black dude from Walking Dead, who's also the same dude from Alex Mack. Oh,
holy
wow.
Shit.
Yes, exactly, right? I had, like, a total fangirl moment when I saw this dude, and my bro was like, I don't know who the hell you're... I was like, yeah, because you're way before that time. Alex Mack was the shit back on Nickelodeon. Oh my god, Drusilla from Buffy's gonna be there.
Oh wow.
Oh you gotta be shitting me. This is big. This is big. Okay.
Okay.
You got the little dog from Doctor Who. Yes. Oh my god, you got Jane, Silent Bob guy!
Oh, Jason Mewes, yeah.
That's right, dude, Jason Mewes. Oh my god. Oh.
Boba Fett's gonna be there.
Shit. There's gonna be tons of photos. For me this time.
Yep. Coleman.
Yeah, the dude in the actual suit.
Another one from TNA. The announcer. Jeremy Borash. That's cool.
Oh, wow.
I love how they've put down Stanley twice because he's that big. Oh, my God. This girl, right? This girl, she's an Australian actress, but Angel? I know her from Home and Away. Oh, I still have to get a photo of her for my mum.
Oh, fair enough.
No, Shani Jensen.
That's the only one I remember from Home and Away who is now an actress outside of Home and Away.
Who else? They don't really get very far. moving on, sorry. So we have still loads and loads and loads. Oh, there's Games of Thrones person, Lena Headey. She was also in 300.
Peter Kelly.
Yes. The hot guy.
And it announced he's not going to be in the new series.
Oh, sorry. They've just got someone hotter and cheaper. Let's see.
Oh my gosh. The girl from Ghostbusters, she played the one who was like, oh god, I can't remember her name. She was the one possessed by, not April, it wasn't Sigourney Weaver's character. She was the demon who controlled the dogs. That's her. I can't remember her name, save my life in it.
Mm.
And I watched a movie last week, a couple of weeks ago as well. Damn it.
Also, there's the dude from Bones.
I don't TJ actually watch Tyne. Bones, so...
He's quite a geek fest dude.
Never watched any of them.
Oh, he's from Charmed, Angel.
No, I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, do you know what it was? Yes. It was at the time I didn't have cable, so I could... I missed out. All
that
was
streaming.
Oh,
that would be
because
I had no TV.
Yeah, I know. It's called On Demand.
It's called Watch It Now.
Sadly, Virgin don't supply that. I could afford Sky, but I can't. Yeah. Uh-oh. Could be.
It might be on, some of it might be on Netflix, maybe?
Yeah.
They do have a lot of really good stuff on Netflix.
Thumbs
up.
Terry
good
Farrell,
invent.
Who played Jax from Deep Space Nine.
Yes, Star Trek, that was off the tip of my tongue. I loved her, she was my favourite.
Oh, the Daxes. Yes, she was my favourite.
Oh, no, I meant of the Daxes. She's my favourite Dax. And, no, I love her. I met her a few years ago, actually, when she was at MCM. I did an article for the programme, and I got to have a free photo of her and talk to her, and I was like, you're so awesome, and she was just telling me everything about her life. I was like, oh, I wish I was your guest handler, please, just talk to me. She's just, you know when someone's just so, you feel really comfortable with them?
I like that.
She was just that kind of person, and it was just so nice.
Yeah.
Especially because you know, like sometimes when you become famous, people have that like barrier of I am me, you are you, stay away.
No,
behind the yellow tape.
Particular. I mean,
yes.
Some people. Miley Flanagan, she voices Naruto, and when she came to Expo, like no one was going near her.
Yeah.
Mm.
Probably she was, because I have to say, no offense to MCM, but you do really bad publicity for anime section. They go know this. I made complaints. Yeah. But you need to publicize it more because we're down with the VOs. We are. Oh, but I have to say, Flanagan, she was at MCM again this year. But I think Dublin? Yeah, Dublin. It wasn't, don't worry, no, it wasn't at our convention. Because Vic Mignogna was there as well, and he was at two conventions, and I think Flanagan was at two as well. Just we were fortunate it was London.
The Attack on Titan crew, really.
Shit, do you know what? They had the voice actor for Eren at one of the Northern Cons MCM.
Because the Manchester one is in a few weeks' time. Or is it a month's time? I know that. But, yeah, because they've recently announced who's going to be in the dub. And it's not a bad cast, actually. I know Matt Mercer is... Oh, the dude who cleans a lot. That's the one, yep.
Levi?
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, yeah. So LFCC is going to be busy. I think, if anything, I'm just gonna, if I can, I'll meet Balkan Skull, Billy.
Sorry. I don't know, there must be something going on at the moment.
Oh gosh! Definitely Lita, because she was one of my favorite divas growing up when I started watching WWE, WWF at the time. But now she was. I don't know how many times she was recently inducted into the Hall of Fame last year.
Yeah,
I haven't watched it yet. I have WrestleMania 30, but I haven't watched the Hall of Fame. Probably because I'm dreading what's his name, Mr. T's speech talking about his mum for about 40 minutes.
Wait a minute. I need your wrestling knowledge here. Tyler Mate. No. Is that Triple H?
I don't know.
Who's Warren? This guy?
I know the name.
He's a wrestler and he's in X-Men.
No, that's not Triple H.
Triple H?
Triple H, yeah. He played one of the vampires, I remember.
Triple H?
It wasn't very good. Actually, some wrestlers started trying to do acting. John Cena was like one of the last ones. He did the Marine and a couple of others. The Miz isn't.
Oh yeah.
Oh no! What? Apparently,
The Rock that now is the size of a mountain.
I hope so, because he was super pretty when he was younger, but he's just a bit too muscular now.
Kind of go down. So yeah, I want him to lose a bit of weight. Kind of. They're normal, kind of, Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Chin hands.
The Usos. I know, when I saw SmackDown, the Usos came on.
I want to save up for one of the WrestleManias.
But we wanted to go to WrestleMania 30 for our 30th birthday, you know, to collaborate with it. But we couldn't afford it because we was hoping it'd be like in Florida or America. New York or something like that. But it was in New Orleans, and we were kind of like, I don't know New Orleans too well, so we kind of saved our money. One year, we should all go together, me and Oren and David and your boyfriend. We'll all go to WrestleMania.
Yeah,
that's a dream of mine, is to go to WrestleMania. One year.
You.
Even if they hold it here, I don't think it'll be the same.
Yeah. Oh man, I would want to do the whole experience, like going to the hotels and all that kind of stuff.
A Bo Dallas shirt.
Exactly. Hopefully they would actually have like freaking. Yeah, I can buy it offline now, but it's like, I have to wait for it to be delivered. I want it right now.
Now, yeah.
Especially.
Yeah.
The
shirts or the...
Which is annoying. Yeah, so they only have the limited edition. And I want to get a Roman Reigns.
Already?
But I think he'll be okay for a while, because he's still wearing his gear. So...
Yeah. He's gonna, what's his face? Dean Ambrose's new gear. He looks like, what's it called? He looks like how he used to look as Jon Moxley. AKA, I just come out in my leather jacket, and then my wife beat her. I'm wrestling with my jeans. I don't care. Yeah.
so good. Seriously, please, please.
They're after you.
It's because I live on the side, like, because I live in a flat, but I live where the street is. And I have to have the window open or I'm going to die of heat. So, I'm
it's
sorry.
It's too hot in the UK.
Yeah, it's really bizarrely hot at the moment.
Oh, well.
Mine's open and hopefully no one's doing the gardening.
Ooh,
in the dark.
No one is, so I'm okay. It's just my mum just came in and she's laughing too much again. You didn't hear.
Yeah, you may have heard this at this
it's
point.
Too happy.
Like 20 minutes ago, she came
out. Stage foxes.
She's laughing so much. I get this a lot. I think last week when my, when everyone was
watching, oh my God,
they could still hear me. Yeah. It's because this is the only place I can do the recording, so.
Really?
So yes, I do laugh a lot, but I'm right to be happy, so. Anyway, yeah, so moving on. So yeah, LFCC, LAGC?
Yeah, I just got another email for them. Guys, get your tickets!
Oh, you really?
It's cheap, go! It's local, it won't cost too much. Yeah, do it! Really great guests,
Alex,
fashion,
Alex,
I'm too lazy.
Burger stall, what else? Games, cosplay, woo!
I'm too lazy, I have costumes
hey,
to make for hyper.
So
guys,
that
suck! Suck!
I'm missing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no. LFCC to follow, and yeah. Then Hyper Japan! Woo!
Which is,
Oh. Alex, Hyper Japan?
Hyper Japan.
Woo!
My armor in time.
Yes.
We have to enter you for the cosplay contest.
Push her on the stage. If you have
yes,
to.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh yeah, she won't see what she's doing anyway. I'll just shove her on.
So I'll be like, hey, Aisha, can you escort me to the bathroom?
You'll
yeah,
be
I'm
like,
taking
you'll be like, am I at the toilet yet? I'll be like, yeah, keep going straight, but then stop off 2 steps or you'll fall over. Why? You'll fall into the toilet maybe.
Oh my God.
No, just keep it on. It's
just don't take your arm off yet. Don't do it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a queue, there's a queue. Okay, you can step
look to the left, look to the right.
There's a queue. Now pose. Yes.
Yeah.
Pose. Come back.
You just see, you just see a
picture of, you. That's all it is.
Like, what's that? No, the light's flickering, don't worry. Oh God,
it's a bit of a power shortage. Don't worry.
I would have taken. I was going to say I would have taken good photos of you.
Oh, don't worry, we'll take loads of pictures.
We'll try anyway.
Yeah. Oh, like last time getting keel-hauled by the press. Hi guys! Why are you here? What? I'm in a suit of armour. Are you here for press? No. No. I'm just here in a suit
yes,
of armour. Okay.
Let's
what are you advertising?
Managed to get
yes,
onto the next banner,
the
Alex.
Banner.
Oh, yeah, please. I'm still on the banner.
Yeah, they keep changing it. I don't really like the new one too much, but they flick to the old one. I'm like, yes, Alex's banner.
I'm back.
Oh, don't do an advert for that recently.
Backstreet's back, alright.
It's actually started to
change. Jack's amazing.
The police are coming for me.
Spangle going for Backstreet Boys.
Yeah! No. Oh, believe
what,
me, at least
20 years later,
out,
start to leech
me.
Onto
That's
your
what got
soul.
Me into Backstreet Boys. I've gone really random tonight, I think. Talking all different genres.
Yeah. Okay. Let's let all our listeners go to bed now, so. This is us over
yeah,
and fun. Out and you'll hear more about
see ya, bye.
Stuff next week.
Oh, that was
bye.
Bye.
Bye.